Hello and welcome to another episode of Monday Mile, your walk and talk podcast, your source of Monday motivation. Today I'm joined by a friend who's recently hit the big time.
Woo! Living life.
It is Netflix irregular star Harrison Osterfield.
Sometimes.
How does that sound?
Sounds pretty weird, to be honest. I mean, it's weird because we've known each other for a long time now, a couple years. And yeah, beforehand when I was like just going from audition to audition, and now it's like my face is on a billboard, which is so strange. It's so odd.
It's mad and so exciting to see your career, like the trajectory just go through the roof. We met at the London Marathon.
Yes.
We were both running, well, it was meant to be my first marathon, but ended up being second.
You were well versed already. It was definitely my first and maybe my last. I think it was, I found it really difficult. But
you sort of just rocked up and embraced it and totally smashed it. And I'm pretty sure you were like an hour ahead of me.
I did it 4:20, so it was okay. I mean, that's all right.
You were 40 minutes ahead, but I was with my mum, so I'm gonna
blame
it on her.
You're being supportive, yeah. No, absolutely, that's definitely what it was. I just, I winged that. I was like, got 10 weeks notice. Just thought, that sounds like quite a fun thing to do, working with Tag and everyone like that, working with you. I was like, give it a go, see what happens. And here we are today, one marathon down.
One marathon down. So we're out and about. Mm-hmm. The lockdown is easing. It feels
it's
good.
It's easing, slowly but surely.
Harrison, we're in your new ends. Mm-hmm. Where are we?
This is the sort of South London, Clapham area. I'd say those are my boundaries. Those are my badlands at the moment. And it's nice. Like, I've only been here a couple of months, and now things are starting to open up again. You can have, like, nice coffee outside.
Yes!
You know, it's
love
all
a little
about
coffee.
Little pub trip as well. So, yeah, I'm just slowly starting to, like,
venture
out a little bit, which is nice.
How did you get into acting? Because from what I've sort of looked into, it doesn't seem like it's the easiest job to attain.
No, I would agree.
So tell me from the start, back to the beginning.
Back, all the way back. I started doing sort of school plays at school, and the only real reason I started doing them, because there was this girl in the drama class that I quite liked the look of, and I thought, if I really do well in these musicals, I will impress her and I'll take her out on a date.
No way!
That didn't end up happening. She wasn't interested at all.
No.
But the acting seems to be going okay, so it's turned out all right. So, yeah, that was the only real reason.
So by pure chance?
By pure chance.
Are you in touch with the girl now?
No mention
at all. Imagine if she knew.
Only if she knew.
There's
still time. Just started doing like all the kind of schoolwork and then went on to drama school. And as you know, you just sort of keep auditioning and then hope for that sort of big break. And here we are today.
So your first main role was
in
2019?
Yeah, 2019, which was Catch 22, which was like the Channel 4 series that George Clooney directed and produced. So that was
casual,
pretty cool. Just the casual, you know, Mr. Clunes, you know, just working with him in Sardinia. Like, I'm like, the most crazy job ever. It's incredible.
That must have been a nice experience to be somewhere warm.
I know. I miss it. And literally, like, we'd be filming on this, like, beach, and they'd be like, guys, camera setup's going to be about an hour and a half. Just if you guys want to just chill on the beach, don't worry about it.
So that was your sort of first main taster in sort of a prime time film slot.
Definitely.
Before that, how did you get there? Was there any rogue or different jobs en route to landing a lead role?
I've done it all. I've been a waiter, bartender. I've gone through that whole thing. But even with those jobs, like even when I was like a coffee barista at the station.
Barista?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that, Harrison.
There's many elements to it. It's just so many different things. And even with that, I just try out like different accents with people that I was working with. The problem was, it was a very local village train station, so it would be the same people coming back and they're like, weren't you Scottish yesterday?
No way!
So yeah, I got called out on it a few times, but it was a good chance to sort of practice all of that and implement it into future roles, hopefully. We'll see.
Nice!
That's good.
So what was it like being on the set last year? It was a bit of a crazy year to kind of see the production come full circle and work with the team on the production. What was it like?
Incredible. I mean, like, you're literally working with this like big crew of people of like 120 people that for nearly a year, and like up in a city that I'd never been to before, up in Liverpool. Really enjoyed it up there, loved the north, and you just become like a bit of like a family, and especially when you're like, it's like 15-hour days, 16-hour days, waking up at like 5 a.m. and like you have to sort of carry each other through that. And like us as a cast all became very close, and like we carried each other through it, like when it was those dark days where it was getting a bit tough, or a long night in Sheffield. It was tough, but ultimately so rewarding, and yeah, so grateful to have that.
How long are the days when you are acting?
You're getting picked up at, yeah, it's pretty, and like you're doing the same thing as well, like,
yeah.
So it could be a 15-hour day, but that might only translate to like 2 or 3 minutes in the show, which is mad. It just takes
that's crazy
a long time to get stuff done, and which is fun, but you have to be on it. And like for those sort of like emotional scenes, you're basically just being really emotional the whole day, and it's like completely draining, but worthwhile in the end.
I can imagine. And talking about sort of playing your role and embracing the character, you take a lot of inspiration from your granddad.
Yeah,
who I've met, actually.
You have,
He's an absolute dude.
We've been to the rugby together,
We've been to a lot of events, rugby, Wimbledon, tennis.
He's a big fan. I've taken him to the boxing, the tennis, everything. So we get on very well. And as you said, for me, for my character, he's quite like a posh guy, well-spoken, well-mannered. So I just went and spent like 2 or 3 weeks with my granddad, just chilling out with him, just taking like mental notes, because he's the most like perfectly spoken, well-mannered man I know. And as you know, he's just like a good time to be around. So
good energy. And the character you play, Leo, as well, you said you sort of embrace the elements of kind of having a multitude of ailments.
Yeah.
You're masking your slightly broken, your broken calf very well today.
I mean,
what have you done?
I've been training this week, so gyms are back open, right?
Yes!
And I was like, right,
we're back in the mix.
Smash in with a leg day, let's see what happens. And now I can bet, like yesterday I could barely walk. I texted you, I was like, oh, here we go. This is gonna be a fun Monday mile. But we're here and we're living
it. We're powering through it.
Yeah, as you said, like my character has like quite a lot of ailments in the show. And basically I've just kept on being my character, whether that's hay fever, torn calf muscle, all of that. So I'm just very, very method, and throw yourself into the role, which is good.
Nice. And how's it been sort of seeing your face now? Like, I was cycling, I was on my fixie, and I was just like cruising past Baker Street Station. And I'm like, wow, that's Harrison. Like, how is that? And how have you dealt almost with the excitement around the irregulars?
It's just like, mad. I mean, like, you kind of just have to have a pinch yourself moment and like, being like, this is actually really cool. It's like just a very cool thing. And when like you can share it with your like family. So like took loads of photos for my mom, and like she loved it and everything. So it's just mad. And like you kind of just have to just be like, oh, that's it now. Like that's me, I guess. That's kind of what you've been aiming for, and now it's here. And you're like, oh wow, that's kind of cool. So
that's
it's just been overwhelming. And like I'm so grateful for like all the support with the show and everything. So it's just been so much fun. I've enjoyed it.
Wicked. I think something that a lot of people might not know about acting is obviously there's some huge highs, and I can imagine there's definitely elements of lows and hardships, and also
a lot of lows.
Some really interesting things that people might not know about acting. So one thing that really fascinated me was when we went out for a little cheeky Nando's once.
Oh yeah.
And you were on a diet. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've had to sort of conform into various roles and the sort of discipline required for that?
Definitely. I mean, like, especially with this role as well, and like with any role really, you're trying to transform into that character or that role. So like with my character, who was supposed to be like a bit frail and that kind of thing, I just was like, I'll get rid of all my body fat. That would be just like a good thing to do. So as when we met up, I was on a diet. I was not really eating anything throughout the whole job.
That is brutal, Harrison. Like, most people struggle to diet normally, but add the weight of the pressure and a paid job, an opportunity on top.
And it's like, you've got to do it for 8 months. It's not like one thing. And then, like, there'd be a few scenes where you'd be getting your kit off or whatever, and you're like, okay, this is the moment. That scene got moved like 4 times.
No.
So I was like dehydrating for like a week, doing it, and then they were like, oh, we'll maybe get to it next week. I'm like, I'm dying over here. This is not good.
Are you joking?
But and it didn't even end up being really in the show as well. But for me, like the fact that I've done that and I'm like, that's a cool achievement and the place that I know I can get to for future roles and stuff,
yeah.
Like, and that's what I'd love to do, like next to go train as much as possible. As you know, like we love training together. We're going bigger now. We're going for the biggest thing ever. But yeah, I love all that. I like the discipline. I like to train, as you know, and like it's just like a fun thing to incorporate into that world.
No, really, really interesting. I couldn't believe it when you were like, yeah, I'm just going to have like chicken and salad. I'm like, not many men.
not many men.
That love going to the gym.
Not that cheeky. It's just a plain plainish Nando's. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. And so tell us almost like a little bit about some of the hardships of, you know, applying for roles, you know, getting, you know, set back and then applying again. How have you sort of managed to keep the motivation and the dream alive, and like you are proof of the pudding, you are living your dream now.
It's mad.
But how many setbacks have there been, and how have you maintained the discipline to keep chasing?
It's a massive thing, and like it's from the outset you don't realize like how much sort of resilience you need to have. Like the amount of times in the last couple of years that I've been down to like the last two or last three for this like a big roles and stuff, and you're like, oh, it's gonna happen. And then you just hear silence. You don't get like a no or anything like that. And it's just, that really like plays with your mind a little bit. And you kind of have to go, is this even for me? Like, am I even doing the right thing? And for me, with auditions or whatever it is, I have to come out of that room going, well, that was the best that I could have done. Like, then it goes down to all the other variables in the world of like, if you haven't got the right eye color or the right hair color or anything like that, which is completely out of your control. And, so as long as I can come out of something like a meeting or an audition, whatever, and quite a lot with life as well, like that's the best that I could have done, then it goes down to the universe and that kind of thing.
That's a really good takeaway as myself, like
because that's
in
the
sport,
scene. Yeah.
If I know that I've done the very best, it's actually not about anybody else.
Yeah.
It's literally about you and your sole performance. It's actually quite an athlete
mindset
mentality.
yeah well, those are the things you can control, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
especially with like with sports and everything like that, that's you doing it, and then it's not all the other things that are out of your control. So
yeah, so you've got to be like your own
hype man.
Yeah,
which is good.
So would you say you've
all the time
taken elements of that into your everyday life?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, with whatever it is, really. I mean, like, the acting world is such a tough world as it is, you know, and like, if I can implement the same mindset with different kind of stuff, with sport or training or anything like that, it's good. I think it's important.
Have you got any little sort of celebrations, cast celebrations? Have you done that
yet? Yeah, well, the problem was we were supposed to have like a premiere and all of that, but it was all on Zoom, and like,
oh no.
We had a great time, but at the end of the night when you just close your laptop and you look in your living room, you're like, oh, well, this is a bit different to what it would be on the normal, like, but no, we're all very close, as I said, and like we're planning hopefully to go like away for like a week to like Wales or some sort of staycation. And
get outdoors.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Just
spend
like,
some time together in a less pressured environment.
Exactly, and just sort of chill out, which would be good. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Back on sort of like the vibe of Mondays, I don't know, as an actor, is there a sort of like a real, oh yes, it's Monday, it's a fresh start of the week, or are the days very varied? What's your relationship like with Monday?
I like Mondays. Monday is like a ritual day for me. I put on my like new Discover Weekly on Spotify, smash out some emails, just like sending out to different sort of, you know, brands or anything like that, just to keep that kind of mental side busy. And then I'm like, let's see what the week brings kind of thing. But then it's also a thing with auditions. You can get an audition on the Monday and they're like, oh, we need 9 pages of dialogue to be learnt in a Lancashire accent for Wednesday at 9 a.m. And you're like, oh, okay, that's gonna take me a bit of time today. Maybe I'll spend a bit of time doing that. So
that's cramped my Monday vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
So does the Discover Weekly on Spotify stay on during that process of learning the script, or
it depends.
Is it?
Spotify's been throwing some mad songs at me recently. I'm like, no, I thought we had a good relationship. We were really vibing, and now it's gone a bit too off the cuff. But Yeah, a little bit, I think. Nice. Music's quite a big thing in my life as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah.
Fill me in.
Because just with that, like, it's a switch off thing. Like,
okay.
Because I'm a massive overthinker and all thinking over all the time. So if I've got a bit of music on, which just sort of chills me out a bit, if I'm either doing like a bit of meditation or just like even sitting on a train listening to an album, it's quite like a rest period for me.
Oh, lovely.
I love that. But
what are you listening to at the minute then? Don't worry, I'm not going to get you to dance or sing. We've seen a few dancing and singing episodes on Monday Mile. I mean, if you want to, we can go there.
I mean, I would. It's just I've injured my leg and like I would.
Oh, the excuses are
really
coming out.
It. Or obviously I would be there, but maybe next time.
That wouldn't be very Leo-like either, right?
No, he's not.
We don't
dancing.
Want to up the vibes, keep the vibes.
Yeah, too much.
What are you listening to at the minute? So, that's the thing, it's a Discover Weekly.
Yeah, it's discovering. Yeah, so much new stuff. My like go-to for switching off, just because it's gonna sound weird, but I listen to like Nickelback quite a lot still.
Oh yeah.
I was a big fan.
Is that not like a little bit old school?
Yeah,
vibes?
Old school. Like it was my first CD. And so for me it's like if I can think back to what I would have been thinking then of like, oh, doing or acting or anything like that, it's just quite a funny moment for me. Like, it's just like, oh, remember when you were a kid and like this album was your life and you were like, this is what I want to be, like a rock star or anything like that, or go into that kind of weird industry of being like on telly or anything like that. It's a weird like paradox for me. But
nice.
I enjoy it, it's cool.
So throw it back.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Incredible.
Mm.
And
but I also listen to other good music as well. There is not just Nickelback.
Okay.
There's other good artists in there.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'll have to stalk your playlists on Spotify.
Yeah, have a look.
See what the vibe's like. Drop it on Monday.
Yeah, I've definitely like made some private because I'm like, if that gets associated with me, that's really not good. That's really not good.
Claim
that's
it.
Just for me.
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it. Live it.
What's going on training-wise at the minute then? So you're back in the gym. What's the sort of, what's the routine like with training for you? Because I know that is important to you, having done the marathon with you, embrace lots of sports as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly. And I like we do, like I love like activities, like whether that's going for like surf or anything, like playing tennis. It's good. And it's been hard to have that at home. Like luckily enough, I've got like a bit of an outdoor space where I've just been like doing like some HIIT workouts and stuff just by myself, like with little weights. But now the gyms are open, now the tennis courts are open. I'm back in that competitive
environment,
which I like. It's nice. It's
we'll have
fun.
To get a little surf in.
Oh, 100%.
I'm obsessed. Like, literally, that is my vice. Yeah. Having sort of, obviously, you can't snowboard in the summer, really, in the UK.
It makes it a bit difficult.
So the surfing is, like, the one thing.
The non-stop. And we have been surfing when it's been freezing. It's been so
I feel
cold.
Like, actually, we went, probably for the first time, was it last summer?
Yeah,
it was at the start of summer.
Yeah,
post sort of COVID. It was like right after the relaxation of everything.
I know.
And it
straight
was raining.
Into a cold lake.
It was raining.
In East Sheen or wherever it was. Living
oh,
the life.
I love it though.
Yeah,
love
good.
It. Harrison, we're nearing the end of our Monday Mile stroll.
Boo.
Thank you so much for walking and talking with me, even though you're sort of
walking
half
limping.
And disguising it very well.
That's good.
I was wondering if you had any sort of takeaway messages that you could share for people that are aspiring actors.
Yeah, I mean, I think just keep at it, man. I mean, like, you're going to be faced with some really, like, tough times. And the fact that when you can just, you do all these auditions or anything like that, but I always try and like take it with like a smile. Like I think you have to find the sort of lightness and the comedy of it. Like it's a super strange industry. It's a very weird thing that people are like so involved with. So if you can just kind of like take a step back from it occasionally, be like, that's kind of funny, even though I didn't get that job or anything like that. It's just a very weird environment. And if you're smiling, you've got good energy, and good energy is good. And that's how you got to try and live your life, I guess.
Take it with a smile.
Yeah.
A pinch of salt.
Pinch of salt, all of that. Bit of pepper. Fry it up. Have a cheeky Nando's.
I was thinking with the salt and pepper, I'd actually maybe have some scrambled eggs. Monday Mile, it is a wrap. If you've tuned in and you're walking and talking with us, I hope you have enjoyed our 20-minute stroll. Make sure you check out Harrison Osterfield. in the Irregulars, playing Leo. Also, if you're outside Baker Street Tube, make sure you get a little selfie. Tag him.
I love that. That'd be good.
And go and enjoy your coffee, maybe even your eggs with that salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper as well. Live your life. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much, Harrison.